a Radio 191 FM podcast.
I'd like to introduce my next guest. It is Mr. Dale Jellyman. Is it Jellyman or Jellyman?
Jelly and then man.
Jellyman.
Kia ora, Zach.
Kia ora, man. Dale is...
How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. Yourself?
Yeah, good, thank you, yeah.
That's living it up large.
Yeah, that's funny. I've had people previously ask, like, or try to, like... Do you remember that program that had the lady called Bucket and she always said bouquet? And then people do that with Jellyman where they're like, oh, maybe it's like... Jellyman,
like, yeah, true.
But no, it's a hard Jellyman.
Jellyman, yeah. That's an incredible name. Mr. Dale Jellyman is from the band Snakebone. We're here to talk about their new single, In Praise of the Sun. How is it going in those glass-walled offices?
Love it, yeah. it's a very creative vibe up here.
Very creative, I'm sure. Your last name, as you pointed out before, is Jellyman. Have you ever met anyone with the surname Peanut Butter Man? I feel like that would be a, you know, match made in heaven.
Wow, no. That's actually never been suggested either. That's fully original. Oh, wow. Zach right there. Yeah.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you so much. No, it is an incredible surname. It's funny, most family surnames are related to, like, a job that your family would have done. I wonder what Jellyman is related to.
Well, it's got to be desserts, doesn't it? Yeah.
True, yeah. Or like a jellyfisher. I don't know. It's a cool name. It's a very, very cool name. Continuing on the silly yarn.
One time I had, one time I was like going through like a supermarket aisle or something. I don't know, something where I had to give my name and they just pissed themselves with laughter. Just fully lost it. Didn't believe me at all. And then I was like, yeah, no, seriously. And they just lost it again. And this went on like about five times until they kind of realized that I wasn't
joking. You put your idea.
It was so good.
Oh, man.
And then they were horrified because, like...
They just laughed at you for like 5 minutes.
Complained to the manager or something. I don't know.
Yeah. It's funny.
You get a bit used to it, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. I knew someone who worked at a fish and chip store in Invercargill, and one time someone came in trying to pick up a parcel of fish and chips and, like, order for Gaylord. And this person was like, you can't do that, sorry. And they were like, no, that's my actual name. And they pulled out their ID. And their last name was Gaylord, which is incredible.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, funny that, eh?
You got to be careful, yeah.
You do got to be careful.
Don't make assumptions.
No, not at all. Roughly, because you're in the band Snakebone, how many bones do you think are in a small snake, say 10 centimetres? How many bones are we thinking?
Oh, wow. Yeah. Say a 10 centimetre snake, like a real small snake.
Tiny snake, yeah. Smallest snake you've ever seen, folks. Very tiny snake.
Oh, dear. Let's say like 200.
So it's funny, they have 200 vertebrae and then they have the exact same amount matching pairs of ribs. So they have 600 bones all up.
Oh, wow.
And then the bigger you go, the more it scales. Cool. They're awesome. Yeah, they're sick. Have you ever seen a snake?
How do they move?
Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
It's like, it makes as much sense to me as like an aeroplane or, yeah.
Yeah, or a fish even. I mean, how a fish go, right? Yeah, if you were to worship any feature of the natural world, would it be the sun?
Would it be the sun? Well, yeah, I definitely think the sun's super cool. Mm-hmm. But no, I'd probably go bigger.
Bigger than the sun?
At least universal scale, yeah.
Wow. That's pretty impeccable. So you'd be a star, stargazer if you were,
Oh, no, like even from outside the universe looking at the universe, that would be cool.
That would be pretty cool. The new track, In Praise
the edge
of the Sun.
Of space-time, you know? Wow, that'd be cool.
That's getting to it, eh?
But, you know, in our sort of region, the sun is pretty cool. Yeah.
It is pretty neat.
And we owe our lives to it, so.
Mm-hmm. That and water.
So you've
got to
be grateful for that.
Mm-hmm. The new track, In Praise of the Sun, is an ode to the Egyptian sun god Ra and his origin story. Compared to other sovereign gods of myths, say like Zeus or Odin, is Ra a pretty bad dude, or is he like, okay, yeah?
I've got no idea. I mean, all of the gods are pretty up and down, eh?
Yeah.
Good and bad ideas.
Problematic, I think, is the word.
I haven't looked into the specifics of Ra, yeah.
True. Is anyone in the band, like, really into Egyptian mythology?
I don't know. Yeah, like, because I wrote the original changes for the track, and yeah, it was like, for me, it was literally like In Praise of the Sun. Like, it was a sunny day, I'd been for a walk, loving it, just like having a good day. And it was during lockdown as well, so it was like,
oh well,
that real sparse, you know, you go for your walk and there's no one around, or you see someone and it's real notable.
Yeah. And you just immediately, like, oh, run away from them, as if they have the plague.
Yeah, and it was real natural time as well. Like, I live on Mount Victoria, and the kaka were coming back to Mount Victoria for the first time since I've been there.
Whoa.
Because there was no traffic.
Whoa.
So there was, like, it felt like reclaiming, the nature were reclaiming the space while everyone was at home in their apartment or whatever, and... So that's where that came from, and then the Sun God stuff comes out of that, and especially once we got to the video, yeah.
Yeah, well, speaking of the video for your track Femi, which came out, or Femi, which came out earlier in the year, featured similar visuals with a heavy use of archival footage, where that video was made using the documentary The Wheels of Africa. This new one looks like kind of an OG version of Wellington. Is this an archival footage of Wellington from like the 50s or 60s?
Ah, no, I don't think so. Or if it is, it's by chance. I thought it was US footage, actually.
Oh, really? Oh, true.
But Tom, our drummer, puts the videos together, yeah, and he's got a real talent for, like, just scouring the internet for footage and then making something new.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I really appreciate it. It looked really, really awesome.
Oh, cool. Thank
beautiful.
You.
Beautiful
yeah,
colours.
Yeah, I'll let him know. Yeah, I love it. I think he... you know, he captures the mood as well, which is real key for me.
Mm-hmm. I think archival footage is such a cool tool to use for any kind of media video production that you're using. Like, are you familiar with the documentarian Adam Curtis?
No. Who's that?
He's a BBC guy who kind of makes these really, like, grand narrative documentaries about a lot of political subjects, and he uses basically entirely archival footage, because he has access to the BBC's archive, which is a huge warehouse full of tapes and reels that stretches for, like, a mile. So he's got a lot to work with. Yeah.
So it was Adam Curtis. I'm just writing that down.
Yeah, Adam Curtis. A really good documentary of his is Hypernormalization. It goes for nearly 3 hours, but it's really awesome.
Hypernormalization.
Mm-hmm. It kind of tracks the rise of like neoliberalism and power politics in the West and Middle East. It's really, really interesting. It tracks a lot of things. But yeah.
Cool. Check it out. Yeah. But the found footage thing is really cool. Mm. Found audio actually as well. Like NASA and BBC have these sound libraries which you can just use, and they're incredible. They're like really high quality.
Mm-hmm. Also, Freesound is a fantastic website for finding other things.
Yeah, cool. So I think, like, probably we're trying to operate in a way where we make it sustainable and easy and, like, fun to do. And part of that is with those videos, not trying to overcomplicate it. And Tom's been just really innovative and going and finding stuff and... Mm-hmm. Putting together these moods, yeah.
I feel like, especially because y'all have had these tracks recorded for some time now, like what, 4 years or something?
Well, they've been made over 4 years, yeah.
Right, and you've had a lot of time.
The writing was happening during that COVID period where we were stuck at home and we're sending tracks around to each other.
Mm.
Yeah, maybe I'd have like an idea and I'd record it down and then send it to them and they'd chuck on a part and then we'd develop it, and we had all this time to write, and then later came the recording process, and which was all self-recorded, self-produced, self-mixed. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, you can tell that you've had a lot of time to play around and think about it, and like really put out a high-quality piece of media, you know, piece of art. So yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Yeah. We're really proud of it. Really, just wanted it to have a particular sound and particular mood, and hopefully. For me, that In Praise of the Sun one, I find it really relaxing.
Yeah, for sure. It's a great track. We'll play it very shortly after Kuroro here, but I do want to know if you're in a... Are you in a few other projects? Because I feel like I was doing some research on you last night, but it was like from an outdated source. I don't know if I could can confirm if you're still in other bands or doing solo stuff.
There's so many bands going on.
Right.
Yeah, we've got heaps of music coming out. We've just been releasing some metal with Fukushima, which is going great.
Mm-hmm.
Super heavy. We've got like some crazy desert surf blues with the Electrons has been coming out. That's been a real fun band.
Mm-hmm.
I play with Miles Corder. He's got an EP coming in the next few months, I think. There's heaps going on. So I think like the way Snakebone fits in is it's one, like I play with these guys in other groups as well.
Mm-hmm.
And this one is kind of like our one that we just totally control and totally do ourselves. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, I got that vibe from speaking with Chris a few months ago. But
right. What was that? Was that for Femi?
Yeah, it was for Femi. And
yeah, awesome. Chris is an amazing guitar player. He's very talented young man.
He is, yeah. And we're talking about, I guess, how, if you're in all these other bands, how do you kind of, you know, develop your own style with your instruments? Because you're on organ and bass. You know, how do you protect your kind of, or not protect necessarily, but how do you kind of innovate on new stuff with Snakebone and not have that bleed out into other things? Or does it bleed out into other things?
Well, actually, I'd say it's around the other way. Like, the fact that there's so many groups means that I can compartmentalize them.
True.
And say, this one is this style and this role, and I don't feel the need to, like, put other stuff in there. I can leave it as what it wants and not have to bring in other parts of my music.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually find it allows you to be more more focused on the particular music at the time. Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, I really want to thank you for your time here this morning, Dale. I just have one more question. I want to know, do you have any upcoming shows and any new tunes to plug?
Yeah, for Snakebone shows. Snakebone does not have a show booked.
Not yet.
But we will be... Yeah. But we will be releasing... We will be putting on a show for this track. I'll have to get back to you on that.
No worries. No stress at all. No stress at all.
Yeah, but ideally, you know, hit up the Spotify, hit up YouTube... we've got an Instagram account. It's probably the best place. So if you want to hear about gigs or new music coming out, there'll be more tracks coming. Yep.
Awesome. I can't wait to hear them.
Cool, man.
Cool. Cheers for coming on the program.
Nice chatting with you.
Yeah, likewise. Enjoy the office, and I'm sure I'll be in contact with one of the Snakebone boys in the future.
Great.
Awesome. Cheers.
Thanks, Zach.
Thank you. Alright folks, that was Dale Jellyman from Snakebone. We're chatting about the band's new single, In Praise of the Sun, which we're going to play for you right now. You are listening to The One, Breakfast on Radio 1. Keep it real.
This was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more at r1.co.nz or wherever quality content is found.